I'm George Stevens, and I'm a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Rick Jackson's dancing in here, of all things. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Greg Jackson, best-selling author, welcome to the studio.
Always an honor and a pleasure. It's just fun being here. There's no pressure.
We have a blast, right?
If people only knew how organized Bob Enyart was.
Pressure. Greg, we have five things to talk about.
Five.
You're going to talk about pressure.
We're going to jam them all in.
California's Prop 8 and the Republican judge nominated by George W. Bush, who said he threw it out. Marriage between a man and a woman. We'll talk about that. And then we've got the mosque at Ground Zero and Nancy Pelosi. Well, she's a trip.
That's but one word.
Is that news to say that she's evil? Is that news?
No, it's not. It's what you've described on your show before is one big giant, like when somebody comes to you in, at church and says, Bob, we got to get we got to get Obama out of office. He's evil.
He's evil.
What do? You roll your eyes.
Cue the eye roll.
Right?
Okay, so we'll talk about Nancy.
So when somebody says to me, and we'll talk, but when somebody says to me, oh, these guys, Pelosi and Reid, they're killing our country. We got to replace them.
It's cue the eye roll.
Beside the point.
Right. Okay, then Tom Tancredo is running for governor on the Constitution Party. And he's continued to endorse a hardcore pro-abort.
Hasn't retracted his endorsement of Mitt Romney, even though on my show in California, which, by the way, you can make available on kgov.com. If people want to hear that interview that I did with Tom Tancredo.
Yeah, we do. So we'll link to it. We'll link to it.
Because it's evidence that he knew about Romney's radical far-left-wing record, which includes signing
a $50... He single-handedly instituted homosexual marriage in Massachusetts.
Illegally,
Romney did that.
Unconstitutionally and unilaterally.
Yeah.
The process even matters.
And there's no legal way to bring about homosexual marriage.
Exactly right.
Because it violates fundamental
But in addition to that, Romney,
law from God.
Romney usurped the legislative authority and used asserted that the court made him do it. At any rate, which
was
a lie.
Oh, that was such a lie. I read
the ruling. As Schwarzenegger did in California the first time.
Okay, so then also Dan May. Now, these are what we want
to
talk about.
Back to Tancredo.
We're going to get to him. Go ahead.
Okay. Two guys who've maybe had a little bit too much caffeine
today. Too much caffeine. So this is what we want to get to today.
Okay,
and then Dan Mays select one of the most pro-abortion Colorado legislators to be his running mate, lieutenant governor.
After what? He endorses personhood. It's like, what are these people not, speaking of like double-minded.
Right. Pro-life politicians have to realize they got to stop promoting child killers, stop promoting them because we're not going to win. We're not going to stop killing kids as long as you, Dan, keep promoting child killers.
It's like when I was in high school or college, and you go out on a date and you have a great date and you hit it off.
Right.
And then the next day, the girl's ignoring you. She's not talking to you. You're like, hey, what? Don't you remember? We had such a great time.
Right. And that's what's happening. They're bringing us out like a mistress during the primary and for the election.
100%.
Right. 100%.
Who's your lieutenant?
And my first big decision as the party's nominee
pro-abort
is to get a hardcore pro-abort. Okay. And then, your church.
Mind-numbing.
Your church. Church in the city.
Church in the city.
Pastor Michael Walker.
Pastor Michael Walker.
What a neat guy.
Phenomenal guy. has chosen to engage and be part of personhood, not just endorse it and say, yeah, we're pro-family and a couple of announcements here and there, but he has chosen to actually be a doer of the word.
Wow.
And engage church in the city in what I think you and I and a lot of people in Colorado would consider the greatest moral issue of our day.
Well, sure. Killing the innocent, systematically killing the innocent is... it's an insult to God. It's rebellion against God.
And it's a moral issue. And so, for any church not to get involved and to claim that, well, we don't get involved in politics. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but killing babies, while it might be a political issue, more importantly, is a moral issue.
Yeah, that's
and God's concerned, I believe, last time I checked, with morality.
Yeah, morality and children. He loves children, and killing the innocent, he gets very angry.
Exactly right.
Greg, Church in the City, you guys are going strong on Amendment 62.
And Pastor, very strong. And I'm going to tell you, and I told you this earlier this week, I have a hunch, I have a feeling that Amendment 62 is going to pass.
Whoa.
It's going to pass. Certainly, it's the perfect storm. There's going to be a lot of support for Republicans, Republican candidates, people who are more likely to support personhood. You have candidates endorsing personhood.
Yeah, the Democrats are disillusioned.
Democrats are disillusioned. I think they're going to be dispirited. Dispirited?
Did I say that wrong? I said Democrats.
I didn't catch that.
I apologize. They're going to be dispirited Democrats.
It's the perfect storm, is my point. So... and I'm even more encouraged by the fact that the church is getting involved. Hmm. Pastor Hoy,
yes, from California,
the great Leslie Hanks coordinated to come here, spoke at our church.
Well, and let me say, a person at Colorado, Keith Mason, and a gal named Ellen, who did a tremendous job setting up Pastor Hoy's schedule all over Colorado. And he's coming back three times before the election.
This is a black pastor. You can probably Google it.
Oh, yeah.
Called Why I Can't Wait Anymore.
Why I Can't Wait.
Right. And
tremendous
article. And I've read it. It's a tremendous article. Google it. Why I Can't Wait.
Yeah.
And I actually talked to this pastor who had come. I, unfortunately, had to be out of town to see family that weekend, but I heard it was phenomenal.
I was there. I was at your church.
You
weren't there. I was there.
Well, then why don't you give
it was a tremendous event. And, you know, the church, people should visit Church in the City also to see the church.
It's the oldest, one of the oldest synagogues in the country, from what I understand, is renovated.
Well, and certainly in the West. And it was renovated by Pastor Michael Walker as a labor of love. And it is a gorgeous facility and a beautiful fellowship. So check out, visit Church in the City. But okay, so you guys are fully invested.
Invested, but Pastor Hoy is coming back. And what I would recommend, if there's any pastors listening right now, you have an opportunity to get Pastor Hoy to come to your church. Get
Amen.
In touch with us here, right?
That's
they can call.
Contact Colorado Right to Life.
Colorado Right to
and
Life.
And that'll happen. Okay, now, Nancy Pelosi, the mosque at Ground Zero.
Yes.
Cue the eyeball roll because
can we cue a physical
on the radio?
Yeah,
an eyeball roll.
But everybody knows what an eyeball roll is.
Because we know she's evil. But just listen, this is just too much. Let's listen.
I join those who have called for looking into how is this opposition to the mosque being funded.
Greg, this just cracks me up.
Mind-numbing.
She's a leader in our government, just a few people removed from the presidency. She's talking about investigating those who are criticizing the mosque.
Yeah, but
That's
we talked about this earlier this morning. But is it unbelievable
or
is it very believable?
Well, I guess it's not. I guess I say that
too
much.
What would you expect? What would you
cue the eye roll. Nancy Pelosi's evil.
Well, that's the thing.
No kidding.
That's the thing.
No kidding.
So it's front page on Drudge and WorldNet Daily and all this stuff. But
no kidding.
But it's a peripheral issue.
Yeah, that's a great point. And the mosque,
it's a symptom of the problem.
And that would be the 100th mosque in New York City, something like that. In Mecca, they don't allow a single church in the city
or
in
synagogue.
In the whole country of Saudi Arabia, this Islamic country, the worldwide Muslim community should rise up and call for churches to be built in Mecca.
Churches to be built.
And once they do that, then I'd say, okay, look at their application for another
mosque.
That's
right. But instead, what's happening right now, from what I understand, the governor of New York won't even he's offered to give him free land, which I don't think even the government here in Colorado offered to give
Could you imagine?
So we're going out of our way. What's this guy's name? African American guy, Patterson, I believe his name is the governor in New York, has offered to sit down with him, and they won't even sit down with the governor who's offering to give them free land. This has
nothing to do with Turkey. You know, in Turkey they give them, they want to build a mosque, the country gives them free land to build the mosque.
Right.
And sounds like Turkey.
It sounds exactly like Turkey, but here, you know what this is all about, Bob? This is about planting a flag, a Muslim flag in the middle of New York City. Victory. We got a Muslim in the White House right now, and we are in control. You're under Sharia law right now. It's totally symbolic. That's a message to the rest of the world. No, this is what this thing is all about.
Well, that's what it, yeah.
And if we had a real president, and if we had real politicians,
he should
that
say,
put
"You hypocrites, let us put churches in Mecca, and then we'll look at your application." Well, that's how I would handle
it. But of course, Obama's not going to do that. That's another eye roll,
right?
Because Obama's a Muslim himself.
Bush wouldn't even do that. George W. Bush,
of course,
forget about Obama.
Of course, Bush wouldn't
forget
do that.
About Pelosi.
Bush was the same guy, and your listeners can YouTube it, who said when asked on ABC News, if Muslims go to heaven, he said, of course they do. They just have a different path of getting there.
Yeah, we got that on Pro-Life Profile.
So what else would you expect? What can I say? Abortionists kill babies. Sodomites sodomize one another.
Yeah.
And, you know, Muslim presidents endorse mosques in New York City.
Okay, now, Greg Jackson.
I'm going to get you.
Greg Jackson, conservative best-selling author. In fact, the name of your book is Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies. That's a good title.
Wait till your listeners read the new book that I'm writing with Steve Dace of WHO Radio that's going to blow the cover off of the counterfeit conservative and Christian movement in America. It's going to blow people's minds.
Yeah, it's,
they have no idea.
I cannot
They're just
wait.
Starting to get a glimpse of it, listening about Ann Coulter speaking at the GOP Proud Homosexual Conservative.
Right, Ann Coulter promoting homosexuality and WorldNet Daily. Good for them.
But we've known
kicking
this
out Ann Coulter.
Yeah, but
we've
Joe,
known this for years.
But Joe has known for a long time about Ann Coulter covering up for Mitt Romney and endorsing him and misleading and deceiving millions of Christians using WorldNet Daily as a platform. Joseph Farah has known that for quite some time.
Yeah.
Because I've and others have shared
she
emails.
Lies. She but, says Mitt Romney governed as a pro-lifer.
But
I mean,
Joe
what
kept her on
lie.
As a columnist is my point.
Yeah. All right. So California Proposition 8, the people of California voted something good. They voted that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Duh.
And George H.W. Bush appointed a federal judge who said that was invalid. And he said homosexuals could be married. Right now, there's been a stay on that. And it's all in limbo. The whole thing is absurd. But look how wicked the decisions we get, even from Republican judges, the ones we put in office, are as godless as the ones that the left puts in office.
More evidence that the failed strategy of, hey, we got to elect more Republicans so we can get better judges.
We'll get good judges.
And
almost every ruling, this is an exaggeration, almost every one comes from Republican judges.
True.
I mean, so many.
But even more fundamentally.
A majority of them.
But even more fundamentally and even more dangerous is the fact that so many conservative, quote-unquote, experts in the law, lawyers and pro-family organizations have perpetuated this lie, this toxic liberal lie, that the judiciary can somehow make, change, or amend laws, that they possess legislative authority, and they don't.
Yeah, and,
I know it's, I the process isn't me, as important
yeah,
as
right.
to you.
To me, that's not
but it's still
a big deal because that's a process issue. And I don't care the process they use to start killing kids, whether it's a judge or a state legislature. Like in Colorado, it was the state legislature, and the Republican governor, John Love, signed 1967, okay, we'll start killing kids in our state. That was 6 years before
Roe
v. Wade.
Right, but that's unconstitutional because it violates the inalienable right to life as enshrined in the 5th and 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution.
And in Kenya, they just passed a constitution that says you can kill some kids.
Right, and that's unconstitutional.
It can't be unconstitutional. In Kenya, so I don't. Here's my deal.
Yes,
I don't care about the process. I care if something is moral. If God's going to get angry about it, does it make God's top 10 list?
No, and we're in agreement
on that. When it does, when it makes God's, like, term limits, that's not going to make God's top 10 list.
No,
on Judgment Day.
Probably not.
No, it's not. And so the way you legalized, say, owning black slaves or gassing Jews or dismembering babies, the way you do it is not where my passion lies. It's that it's evil and we have to stop it with every moral means at our disposal.
Of course.
So we agree with that.
Well, and I agree with you that that's the most important issue. What I'm saying is in California,
yeah,
you had the people, the sovereign people of California, enshrined in the law constitutionally by amending their own constitution,
yeah,
limiting marriage to one man and one woman. So when you have a judge come by and issue an opinion,
which was so wicked and so egotistical,
that says it's discriminatory, violates their constitutional rights to get married. Hold on, let me finish this quick thought.
Yeah.
I think it's important that we recognize that judges, number one, don't have the power to do so, and that
he had no authority to do that.
So what all I'm saying, Bob,
hold on.
So what should the response? There has to be some response.
The Colorado Supreme Court should have struck down our law legalized abortion.
But that's my point.
If they would have.
Courts can't strike laws down.
No, if.
They can rule. They can issue opinions.
The dog catcher can. Any law that violates a fundamental God-given right to life.
Then
it's an unjust law.
That's right. And the Supreme Court of Colorado has a constitutional duty to opine and to issue an opinion that coincides with the Constitution. And the executive branch let's say 51% of Coloradans voted that it's okay to kill babies. Well, in that case, it's unconstitutional. The governor then has the authority, actually the duty, the obligation to not enforce that law.
Well, in our case, our Republican governor, John Love, signed the law that you could kill kids.
Well, but that's,
so if we were in Germany and a Supreme Judge said that this is an invalid law that you can kill Jews.
So if a governor
we wouldn't protest him. We'd celebrate him.
So if a governor did sign that, right, in agreement with the Democrat legislature, so what should happen? What's
the process.
Next? But wait, what's next, though?
Well, a court should have said that this violates the God-given right to life,
okay,
and it is not a valid law.
That's right.
A court should have done
which
that.
Which can't change the law, but it's merely advisory.
Yeah, not even the legislature can
change. What should happen then is that the President of the United States, who has sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution, which includes, I believe, in Article 4, that each state maintain a Republican form of government, would have a duty then to, because the federal constitution trumps state constitution.
Yeah.
And if you're violating the inalienable God-given right, which is for all citizens of the United States of America, then the president steps in. And if the president doesn't step in, we're in pretty bad shape.
Which is where we're at.
That's where we're at.
So, yeah. Okay, so what are we arguing about?
We're not. I don't know. Just kidding.
No, it's interesting to fine-tune our thinking and our efforts. Where do we put our efforts? And when states that have gone through the process and passed laws saying homosexuals could get married.
That's right.
There are states
that have done
that.
That's
and
right.
So,
Maine, New Hampshire.
Yeah, and so let's say that 25% of my argument against homosexual marriage is that judges don't have a right to do that. And I wrote a book, and one chapter is on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then people say, well, what are you complaining about? The judge didn't do it. The governor and the legislature did it.
But you and I are in agreement that because it violates our natural rights.
Right. Because it violates God's law.
That's right, which
therefore,
undergirds our Constitution.
It's unjust, and it's no law at all.
It's no law at all.
Anything unjust is not a law.
Exactly right.
Right, that's true. And so
we're
rather
in agreement
focus,
that even if the legislature passes an unjust law, it's
still
no law at all.
That's why I don't like to focus on the process, how it came to pass, because there are a thousand ways to bring to pass wicked
policy. That's true, but it can still be relevant.
Policy.
It can still be relevant. It might not be the most important. We're in agreement that it's not the most important issue, but it's still relevant.
Tactically, when you say these judges forced abortion on the whole country, seven men in black robes, that's okay to say in passing tactically. But our country, we have tens of millions of people who want to kill kids. Okay, so, Greg, a few other things. Tom Tancredo has endorsed hardcore pro-abort Mitt Romney just 2 weeks ago on KL Radio.
Again.
After he announced for governor. And he wasn't asked. He just volunteered that Mitt Romney would make a great president. Mitt Romney gave us Obamacare before Obama.
Mm.
Mitt Romney put health care reform in the state of Massachusetts.
That he did. He signed it into law. Mitt Romney, for your listeners who aren't aware, signed into law $50 co-pay, taxpayer-funded abortion on demand, including
late term, early term.
He did this 3 years after, his supposed pro-life conversion that was the result of some total fraud.
Yeah.
And also, it's important to note that 3 years after this supposed epiphany that he had, where he finds out at age 58 after having 10 kids that supposedly there's actually a baby.
It was such a lie. The whole story he told was a lie, and it's proof by it was a lie.
The Harvard professor says,
look, Romney's lying. We never had that conversation.
So who cares about any of this? Well,
right.
Anybody that's considering about voting for Tom Tancredo should care. Now, mild-mannered Tom, when I talked to him on my show on Salem Radio in Los Angeles about a year ago, confronted him with this issue and said, Tom, I was really disappointed that during the 08 election, you endorsed Romney in Iowa. And he said, well, on the issue I was most concerned about, illegal immigration, he was for it, and that's why I did.
Okay.
And I said, Tom, how can that be more important than killing babies? Now, he was silent at this point. And I said, were you aware that he signed into law $50 abortions 3 years after his supposed conversion? Were you aware that he implemented sodomy marriage and boosted funding for sodomy education starting in kindergarten, not to mention increasing taxes $1 billion and signing in quasi-socialist
and forcing healthcare
that devastated,
forcing hospitals
to issue
abortifacients, chemical abortions,
the most radical
against the will of
leftist,
the hospital.
The most radical leftist governor ever in the history of the United States, arguably, and yet Limbaugh and Hannity and Ingram and
they
Coulter.
They all love him because he's got money and
he
hair.
He looks good. And
he's got money and
well,
hair.
Some of them were made promises. Others he gave money to via surrogates like Family Research Council, Focus on the Family, received a lot of money from a lot of Romney surrogates, including Ray Ruddy. That'll be in my upcoming book as well.
Ray Ruddy.
Because they got some spraying into
Ray Ruddy, Girard Health Foundation.
Girard Health Foundation.
You know, they're
major
they're
Romney
a 501c3.
Supporter. Yeah.
They
in fact, I think you might appear in the book.
Really? They called Colorado Right to Life and they said, look, you guys are going after this Republican.
That's right.
And we said, yeah, because he's a pro-abort and he's lying. And they said, well, we're promoting him, but we want to make a big donation to you guys, but we don't want to be fighting against our own money.
Mm-hmm.
So they were asking us, would you guys hush up? Here's a big check for hush money. And Leslie Hanks said, actually, no, we won't. So
and
give
that,
your money to some other group.
And that quid pro quo, I believe, was offered. Well, we know because we have witnesses that are going to testify in our book that that went on with Mitt Romney, which explains why so many
how
of these groups...
How close is your
groups,
book to being done?
It'll hopefully be done in January, February this year.
How much of it is written already?
We have 9 or 10. Basically, it's going to be like the case for Christ. We're interviewing people within the conservative and Christian movement that have seen the corruption from the inside.
Because
and
I've
can
seen
testify.
Chunks of it. It's,
well,
a, it's
you're in
a
the book,
lot
Bob.
Of the book.
You're in the book. You're
an honor.
We've interviewed you.
Well, thank you.
But
a lot of the book is done already. It's written.
A lot of the book is done. Well,
right.
You know, you've done the hard work. We're taking testimony, so it's not my word and Steve's word. We're taking testimony.
And
we're going to let the readers
Steve
decide.
Steve Dace is the number one talk show host in Iowa.
In Iowa.
He beats Sean Hannity.
Which arguably is the reason that Mitt Romney lost Iowa.
He beats Rush Limbaugh.
He beats Sean Hannity, who he goes up head-to-head with.
Head-to-head.
On the same station with Limbaugh. But back to Tancredo.
Okay.
Quickly.
So I said that incorrectly.
Back to Tancredo, this is the most important thing. And Tom, if you're listening, I believe you have not retracted your endorsement of Mitt Romney. You know that he signed in $50 abortions. You know that he implemented sodomy marriage. You know that he left this toxic sewage all across Massachusetts as governor. And you know that he helped to lie and deceive millions of Christians.
He appointed Democrat pro-abortion judges.
So you can't rebut it because it's all factual. Nobody's able to rebut his record. And by the way, all your listeners can go to my site, gregjackson.com, or they can just Google Mitt Romney's far left-wing documented record. I have a whole post on it with documented links.
Yeah, you do.
I love the fact that Tom Tancredo is strong on a lot of conservative issues.
Yeah.
He's been great on on a lot of things that social conservatives care about. He hasn't backed down, but something smells fishy. Either Romney's promised him money, support in some way, and or why else
Tom
would he be endorsing this guy?
I think he thinks his career ultimately is hitched to Mitt Romney's star. That's
well,
what I think.
The other thing is a lot of Mormon money might be coming in because the head of his campaign, I believe, it, well, at least it was in the presidential election, was Babe Buchanan, who is Pat Buchanan's sister, who is a Mormon. And I believe that she potentially could be the surrogate for a lot of this Mormon money coming in.
So Tom thinks that Romney is a rising star and he wants part
potentially,
of the
pot. Hey, Tom could answer a lot of these questions if he just came on the show.
Well, it's...
Will Tom Tancredo come on the Bob Enyart show and just simply put this issue to rest? Why are you issuing a pro-abort while simultaneously
liberal pro-abort
while simultaneously endorsing personhood?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I can't vote for you unless you reconcile this, quandary.
Greg, somebody listening might think I've got something against Tom Tancredo.
Mild
I think he's
mannered,
a
Tom.
Sweet guy.
I've met him. I introduced him twice at CPAC, talked with him backstage, had him on my show.
Yeah,
I handed
Tom part of Mitt Romney's record at an event. And said, Tom, I know you endorse Mitt Romney, but I think you'll enjoy.
So I'm not alone.
I think you'll enjoy reading this anyway. And he read it. But, I remember when NASA announced they found a new comet.
Yeah.
And Tom asked, yeah, but I don't understand how that has anything to do with illegal immigration. and I thought, boy.
Cue eye roll.
No, so anyway, I'm just kidding, obviously.
No, but you get
But child killing trumps illegal immigration. Child killing trumps it. Mitt Romney forces homosexual marriage and tax-funded child killing on the people of his state.
And by the way, he's not even against illegal immigration. He was for Bush, McCain, Kennedy.
Of course.
And employed illegals to work at his mansion in Belmont, Massachusetts, and I used to cover it.
Of course, because you were on the radio.
Strong on illegal immigration. Why? Because he says he is?
You were on the radio in Boston on WKRO.
WRKO. So, 3 years I covered this whole thing. And Tom knows this. Tom, come on Bob Enyart show. Put the issue to rest. If anybody knows Tom Tancredo,
all right.
Put the issue
we're
to
out
rest.
Of time. Hey, 5:30 tonight. We're
what
leaving.
A blast. Half hour's
Thank
over.
Thank you, Greg. Greg Jackson. We're leaving from McDonald's at 5:30 in Arvada, 58th and Kipling, to do a literature drop for Amendment 62. Be there. I'll meet you there. God bless you.